Okay, that takes care of all of the public hearing for tonight. Now we'll go to old business. And our first case in old business is case number 12001.
Case number 12001 is John Floyd Linger III seeking a variance from the front yard setback. Sections 115-82, 115-83.8, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner at the intersection of Harbison Road, Route 5, and Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 404. The 911 address is 26452, 26454, 26462, 26466, and 26474 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Harbison. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 68 and 69.
Okay, gentlemen.
And ladies, Mr. Chairman, just so the for the record, Vince Robertson was the attorney for this one. I had a potential conflict of interest, so he could not be here tonight. He had another meeting to be at. He did want me to let the board know that if there were questions, he could be available next week. If there were any.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd pass that message along to the board. I cannot answer any questions tonight on this one, so I'm just going to sit here and be quiet.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that help.
That was funny.
And that's some humor in there. He knows that.
Do you need an interpretation there, Jamie?
I come back from vacation. This is what I do.
Oh, that's why. Oh, okay. All right. Now, seriously, Mr. Mills, we opened the.
Oh, he's going to throw it right back at me.
Sure. Them coming right down the line. So.
He's coming to me.
Coming. Oh, yes.
I think they make the standards for granting a variance. Unless anybody wants to argue it.
I'll wait for my turn, Ms. McGee.
I think that after looking over all the information that was presented to us that night, I think they have done their best to improve the situation of this unusual lot. Plus the extra Del Dot right away that they have taken from the parcel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any problem with granting the variance.
Okay. Mr. Burns?
Yeah, I've looked over the all the information that we had a chance to look at, and I've had no problem with it from day one.
All right. Mr. Burns?
Yeah, I think they meet the standards. I have no problem with it.
I concur with that also that they do, so I have no problem with it.
So now we need a motion.
So now, excuse me, yes, so now I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll make a motion that we grant the variance, that they meet all the standards.
Okay.
And the variance is up to 16.1. Maximum distance of 16.1 feet for the front yard setback.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Well, I'll second it and add that I think there's a unique physical condition because of the narrowness of the property, even though they've expanded on the property already. And because of, as she had stated before, because of the what Del Dot had taken from the property creates a hardship on the applicant and not necessarily made it created by the applicant. And I don't see where it alters central character or it's, and I think it's a minimum variance, so I'll second it based on that.
Okay. All right, I got a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12001. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Burton?
Aye for the reason stated.
Burns?
Aye for the reason stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reason stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12001 is approved. Do you want to share with us?
No.
No, okay. I didn't know. I mean, we'll join in with you.